You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns. And Greg, the Mariners, I think for a lot of folks, maybe outside of the 6,000-mile radius of fans for Seattle up there in the Pacific Northwest, they might not be as dialed in on King Felix as the rest of us. But boy, Felix Hernandez hits another milestone, 2,000 strikeouts in his career. He's 6-0 to start the year. This guy, he's not yet 30 years old. How would you put into perspective for people who may not know as much about Felix Hernandez, how good a pitcher he is?
Well, I guess the company you keep speaks loudly. The numbers he's putting up now are they're becoming historical. I mean, as you mentioned, he's 29, just turned 29, and 2,000 strikeouts, a pretty good milestone, and it puts him in at that age. He's the youngest pitcher, the fourth youngest in history, and the ones ahead of him: Bert Blylevin and Sam McDowell and Walter Johnson, three pretty good pitchers, and the two guys right behind them, Ryan and Koufax. So you kind of like those names when you get tossed in amongst them, and Felix does. He gets a kick out of being mentioned with those kind of pitchers, and it means a lot to him. 2,000 strikeouts when you barely turn 29 is a remarkable thing, and the fact that he's done it with one franchise really makes it all the more remarkable. And as you mentioned, 6-0 this year, 7-0 in his last seven decisions dating back to last year, and not just winning, but a 1.67 ERA in those seven decisions. So he's as good as he's ever been. Last year, remember talking, is this his best year? And he said it was, and I certainly wouldn't disagree with him. I thought he was outstanding last year, and he's been just as good, if not better, coming out of the gates this year. So how good is he? Well, I think he's the best pitcher in American League right now, and I don't think you can get too many arguments with that. He's as good as they get, and he's been doing it for a long time consistently. And he's the thing that amazes me with Felix is he just doesn't miss starts. He's a guy that throws you 230 innings a year. He's been doing it for the last 7 or 8 years. That's tough stuff. To be good is one thing. To be good for an 8, 9, 10 year period is remarable for a pitcher.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of why I asked the question, because I feel like he's a guy I've been paying attention to for a while. I mean, he came on the scene and he was pretty daggum impressive. And I just feel like he doesn't get the same kind of profile, exposure, et cetera, that a lot of the other very good pitchers or great pitchers in the game tend to get. And I know that's the plight of playing up in Seattle and way off the radar, I guess, geographically. But I just feel like that guy doesn't get all the due, perhaps, that he should.
Well, he certainly gets it here in Seattle. There's no better scene, I don't think, in Major League Baseball, really, than the King's Court that comes out every time he pitches. It's a pretty remarkable scene at Safeco Field. He's definitely revered in Seattle, and people appreciate what he is. And I think nationally, the only thing holding him back, and I don't think it's location so much, because Ken Griffey Jr. played here. Each one of these guys, everybody knew who they were when that team was winning. I think really for Felix, the national exposure that's missing, if anything, is just not being in the playoffs. There's nothing that drives him more than trying to get there. And they're hoping, thinking this could be the season. They've got to pick things up a little bit to get him there. I think you see Felix in the national stage in the playoffs, that would just kind of put the capper on it. But if you're talking about Seattle, he's pretty darn well appreciated here in Seattle, no question.
Tell me this about the offense. What's going on with Nelson Cruz? Is he going to be all right? Is he going to get back on track? I think he's gone a full week without a home run. What to do?
I don't know. I thought he was going to hit 162 for a while, but I guess he's going to have to pace it out a little bit. The funny thing with Nelson is if he's not hitting home runs, he's still hitting. He's a guy that kind of, known for being a 250, 260 hitter with pop, but he's been hitting 340 coming out of the gates, just doing everything, going to right field, base hits when they need him, big situations, pulling the ball when he needs to. He's been remarkable. Certainly everything they wanted from him. The thing they got to get is the guys to hit around him, and that's really the key. This team, to me, you're trying to figure out where this team is. It just seems like they just really haven't clicked on all cylinders yet. The starting pitching was kind of lacking coming out of the gate. They kind of got that squared away. The bullpen got in a little shaky. They made some moves there to shore that up. The hitting's been kind of spotty. Outside of Cruz, has just been there from the start. So they got to get some other guys going with them. And Logan Morrison, Robinson Cano been heating up recently. Kyle Seager's starting to show signs. So if they can get that around Cruz and he can keep going, that would be something. It's pretty tough to ask him to carry that team for forever. But he's certainly done a good job here in the first 6 weeks. And we'll see where that goes. But yeah, he's right now leading the majors in home runs. He's leading the league in RBIs and pretty darn close in batting average, up in the top five or six last time I looked. So that's pretty good stuff from a guy you just signed. So pretty good addition to that offense.
Yeah, no, they have to be tickled pink with his work. You know, another guy who's been, on the other side of things, a real nice addition has been Jay Happ. I mean, the old lefty, just he's talking about a quiet guy. I mean, Happ's one of those guys that doesn't ruffle feathers, doesn't say a whole lot, but just goes out there and works away. And he seems really comfortable right now with the Mariners.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons they went and give some credit to the Mariners. They said this is a guy they thought would fit real well into Safeco Field. They liked what he would bring. It's a lefty starter pitching out of that park. And he's been good home and the road, as you mentioned. He might be the best surprise story on this team right now. Between him and Felix, they're 11-2 in their starts, and the rest of the staff 3-15. So that speaks pretty loudly what he's bringing. You got to have some guys, like we said with Cruz, you got to have some guys with Felix. And right now, Happ's been carrying a pretty big load. It's funny when they traded for him, they gave up Michael Saunders. A lot of people liked Saunders, felt he had a lot of potential, kind of waiting on him. There's a lot of kind of grumbling amongst some people. Happ, what are they doing bringing this guy in? And it didn't have a great spring. People were saying, why is he in the rotation? Well, he's come out and he's answered any critics out there. He's been marvelous for them out of the gates, and really probably kind of the key to keeping them where they are, within shouting distance of the Astros here early, has been Happ and giving them some good length in that rotation. They got to get the young guys Paxton and Walker been coming on, and that's a good sign. They got to get Iwakuma healthy. Reyes Elias has filled in well for him. But that pitching staff is the backbone of this team. They certainly need all five of those guys, and Happ has certainly held up his end of it so far.
He has been terrific. What about Chris Taylor? We knew that it wasn't going to be a big offensive lift, the addition of Taylor in the middle of the infield. But how's he handled the duties at short? How much time have they been using him to this point? How's that working out?
Yeah, when they brought him up, they put him in at shortstop, said, you're the guy playing every day. And he's smooth in the field. He's got real good hands. When he's playing shortstop, you feel good out there defensively. There's no question that's his strength. Didn't hit real well coming out of the gate. And then banged up his hand here 2 days ago, bruised a finger. So when that happened, they sat him down on Sunday, and Brad Miller got back in and started a shortstop. So they got some little depth there with the two of them. Brad's been interesting. They've been moving him around pregame. He hasn't played yet, but they've been working him in the outfield, something he's never done. They like his athleticism. They think he could be a fit there down the road. So they're really working with him and kept him on the big league roster while they're doing it, interestingly. And so he was there when Taylor banged up his hand. So McLennan keeps saying Brad will play some shortstop, but it looks like Taylor's really the guy he wants to go with there for now, really to shore up that infield defense. So he's smooth. He was pretty good the last couple months of last season. He can handle the bat, not as much power as Brad, but a decent hitter and certainly a good defensive shortstop. So that seems to be the hand injury was pretty minor. I expect him to be back in the lineup pretty quick here, but that's where they sit. Those two young guys splitting time, but with Taylor getting the majority of it at short right now.
Well, it'll be interesting to keep our eye on that position and, of course, the offensive production for this team. Playing a lot of one-run games these days, but, getting it done, still hanging in there, as you say, shouting distance of the Astros, Greg. As always, great stuff. Appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week.
You got it, Dave. Good talking baseball with you.
Right on. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.